Hi everyone, I want to start with welcoming you guys to my brand new podcast. If you would have told me this morning that I was going to start a podcast, that I was going to publish an episode tonight, I wouldn't have believed you guys. It just occurred in my mind. I was, taking a shower. I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm going to start a podcast. And I just did it. So it doesn't have a name yet. It doesn't have a structure. I'm just going to start off with personal development and kind of just talk about, how basically I developed as a person, how I have the mindset I have today. The reason why I started the podcast is just because people ask me on Instagram, on a daily basis, like, what do they ask me? They're like, okay, like, how are you so motivated all the time? How do you organize yourself? What are you doing? And things like that, because of the things that I content that I post. And instead of just individually reaching back to people, I just kind of like decided to speak to everyone at once. So I just want to do this podcast. Now, hopefully I'm able to, help, inspire, motivate 1, 2, 3 people, and down the line, hopefully motivate hundreds of people. That's what I want to get out of this. And I'm just going to start with, again, explaining how did I get the mindset that I have today? How do I live my life and things like that? Down the line, I'm going to address certain topics. So there'll be a topic or like a quote that I could break down or questions that I get. Or you guys can always send feedback and tell me what would you guys like me to talk about. And exactly, basically that. Now, let me just explain something else. I posted on Instagram a story, what would you guys like me to speak about? And I got things like self-motivation, self-doubt, like how do I conquer self-doubt, work ethic, progression, religion, good books to start reading, real estate, finances, real estate investments, things like that, or real investments, actually. And I do want to answer these questions, but not today, right? So I just want to talk about my personal development, how I got the mindset that I got today. Now, the mindset that I got today, I got it for two answers. Number one, it's lack of leadership. And number two, it's really credit card debt. So now, lack of leadership, I started working when I was 16 years old. And I just worked under a different managements, like different management styles, different managers. Most of them unqualified for their position. Most of them made my life very difficult, made other lives very difficult. And I would just see how they would talk to their employees, how they treat their employees by age, by race, and things like that. And I just, it was a lot of unfair treatment. And I really didn't want to be treated like that. And I didn't really like people being treated like that. So I'm like, that's not the environment that I want to be put into. So I'm like, in the future, I'm not going to want to do that. Like, I'm not going to want to work for other people. I don't want to work a 9-to-5. I want to do my own thing. So that's what initially started like my whole transitioning phase, if you want to call it that. My second answer is credit card debt. Now, a lot of people will consider this very personal. I actually don't, because, I would like for others to learn from my mistakes before, they make it themselves. I'm 21 years old, a lot of younger people might be ready to make this mistake. Also, my name is Penelope, by the way. I should have said that in the beginning. But, I'm 21 years old. I was born and raised in the Bronx. That's in New York City, for those that may not know. And, when I was 18, I applied for my first credit card, right? And it was Capital One. It was a secured credit card. I had a $200 credit line, and I was happy because no one my age had a credit card at that time. At least now, as soon as they turned 18, unless it was like linked with their parents. But my mom didn't even, know anything about credit. So I felt like I was, I was a step ahead from others. And then I ended up getting my next credit card and my next credit card. I was 18 with 3 credit cards. Right, it was $200. I had one for $750 and then one for $500 of credit lines. And then I got my fourth. I worked in Chipotle, by the way. I worked in Chipotle downtown, 72nd Street. And I would see all these. This might sound corny, but I would see like a bunch of white people and they would pay with American Express. And
I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let me just apply for American Express. Let's see what happens. And I got the card. It was a $1,000 credit line. And then I applied for American Express again, and it was a $10,000 credit line. And then that's when I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm really way above everyone else. Like, no one else my age has a $10,000 credit card. I worked with my coworkers that were 23, 24, 25, some were even 30. They didn't even have $10,000 credit cards. So I'm thinking that I'm ahead of everyone else, and I'm doing things right. I'm responsible. I know everything. Okay, cool, whatever. Then next thing you know, 6 months down the line, I'm in huge credit card debt. Because when you have a $10,000 credit card at 19 years old, you start to think you need everything. You need a TV, you need a laptop, you need headphones, you need the brand new phones. So I'm in about $10,000 of credit card debt, right? And I'm crying myself to sleep every night. Like, how did I get myself into this? I thought I was so responsible. I'm disappointed in myself, right? I cry myself to sleep. I cry myself to sleep every single day. And then one day I got up, which is what I love about myself. You know, I'm really big on resilience. So I got up and I'm like, all right, you know what? Enough crying. There has to be a reason why this happened to me. So I started reading about financial literacy. Why is it that everyone else downtown where I work at on 70s, why is it that all these white people, you know, like, they have so much money and they can pay with these credit cards every day. And I'm paying with my credit cards every day. And I can't even afford the minimum payment anymore. Like, it's $300 now. It was $25. I was three. Like, what are they doing that I'm not doing? What do they know that I don't know? Because chances are when you're struggling at something, there's something that you just don't know. You really have to educate yourself to really be able to always elevate yourself out of certain situations. There's always solutions to every problem. Sometimes you just don't know what the solution is until you learn. So I just started reading different articles and watching videos on YouTube. And a lot of them had the same thing in common, a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Right. And that's written by Robert Kiyosaki. I also ordered a book called Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is actually a specialist that focuses on debt. I kind of read it. I like some of the concepts, but I'm not going to get into that book because it's more about poor and middle class people trying to overcome debt. And that's really not how I want to, like, my end goal is being rich, you know, being wealthy. And I don't think that it was really helping. It wasn't really teaching me what I wanted to know. So now I'm going to speak about Robert Kiyosaki, which is the author for the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which the book actually did change my life. It changed my perspective on a lot of things. Basically, he's famous. He's known for the, like, him saying, you know, you have to make money work for you. You can't work for money, essentially. So I'm like, all right, cool. So what am I really doing? Like, what do I really know that I can make money work for myself? Nothing. I don't know anything. You know why? Because I'm surrounded by a whole bunch of broke-minded individuals, which is really not my fault, and it's not a knock on them. It's just true. I was looking at, you know, I was reading his book because I put the book on the credit card. I'm like, you know what? Let me get something good out of this. Let me just pay it because I'm broke anyway, so let me just order it. I'm reading the book. He's talking about assets and liabilities, right? And a liability is something that takes money away from you. An asset puts money in your pocket. So a liability takes money out your pocket. Assets puts money in your pocket. So the liabilities were, you know, mortgages, right? It was car payments. It was, you know, things like that. So things that, you know, and it's like I look around me and I see everybody has these nice shoes, which is a complete waste of money, right? It's a liability. You don't need it. It's just going to take money out your pocket. They have cars, right? Which is exactly why I don't get a car. They have, you know, they're financing a bunch of things, which I did before I read the book. And I'm like, you know, this is why I'm always broke. This is why everybody around me is broke as well. And then I see the asset side and I see things like stocks and bonds and things like that. And of course, no one that I know knows about stocks and bonds and things like and investments and businesses. No one knew because I'm surrounded by a bunch of broke-minded individuals. So this takes me into the next segment. Your parents, right? Our parents, they tell us go to school, get a good, you know, get good grades, get a good job. I'm like, cool, you know, I already got the good grades part packed. I'm always one of the top ones in my class. Let me go to college, you know. And I go to university at Buffalo, and I like it academically. I'm like, let me be an engineer because, you know, that's a good job. I don't even know if I'm gonna like engineering, you know. And I do it, and I'm taking the courses. I'm taking math and science. I've always been good at math and science, so I'm doing good in the courses. And I don't really like the lifestyle part. I don't, everyone's partying, everybody's just having fun, and, you know, they're just always hanging out and things. That's not what I wanted to do. I was always studying. I always wanted to just expedite the process of me graduating and me just trying to be successful, basically. So I'm like, you know what? This is actually a terrible idea, to in my opinion, right? To really dorm, because you're spending so much money. You're taking out loans and you're living on, I don't want to live on campus. Like, why am I living on, it's not fun. I don't come here to socialize. I don't want to get this college experience. I really just want to go to school to move on with the next chapter in my life. I'm just that kind of person. I want to focus on, you know, working hard now. And then in the future, I can have the fun. I don't care about having the fun right now. You know, everyone's different. That's just me. So I'm like, let me go back to the city. And in the city, you know, I'll see how that goes. Because I at least won't be taking out loans. I'll go to college for free. I'll get refund checks. I'll get money back, which is how it should be. Which is the better way it should be done, in my opinion. You know, some people love the college experience. Not a knock on them. That's how they want to live their lives. So I go, I'm in college, and I'm learning about these mitochondria, these cells and stuff. And I'm like, this is stupid. Like, I don't want to, I'm wasting my time learning about this. And, you know, no offense, you know, some people may like learning about, some people may be passionate about those kinds of things, but I just felt like I was wasting my time. So after reading that book, you know, jumping back into the book, after reading the book, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to do real estate investing. And I started learning about it. I'm like, cool, I really want to do this. But maybe being an agent, you know, being a real estate agent might be a good stepping stone for me. It's a better fit right now due to my circumstances, right? That's just my opinion, how I felt doing my research. And I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to take a year off from school and I'm going to start my own business. Why? Because I believe in myself, because I believe I have the right mindset and I'm disciplined and I will work hard. That's what I think, right? Everyone, you know, when I was to become an agent, you have to take classes, and the classes would be filled with 100 students. 100 of those students are not going to be successful real estate agents. Everyone can get the same, you know, every those 100 people, they can get the same tools, the same education. They don't have the same mindset, and they're not going to go as far as you are. Your mindset is really what makes or breaks you, really. So I'm not scared to promote myself. I'm not scared to talk to people. I work hard. I put in the work. I feel like I'm just as good, if not, I'm the best person that could really help you. Like, I can be the best real estate agent. I'm still learning, so I'm not going to say I'm the best real estate agent because I'm still in the process of learning. I'm still new to it. But, you know, had I been experienced, I'll tell you I'm the best real estate agent out there, because I just have that confidence in myself, which is number one. Rich people are not scared to promote themselves, which some people really are. That's not me. So I'm like, I know I can grow my business. I know I can be successful. And that's step one. I don't want to work a 9-to-5. I don't want to keep going to school, because even if I do become a lawyer, even if I do become a doctor, I'm going to be working long hours and I'm going to work for the majority of the year. Right, I want to be home with my kids. I want to take vacations when I want to take them. So I want to just start my own thing. I don't want to work for other people again. I don't want to deal with that. So that's what steered me away from, you know, 9-to-5s and, you know, just school in general. And recently I was volunteering, you know, at a hospital because I want to be a doctor, and I'm, you know, taking these pre-med courses. And on top of that, I'm working this 9-to-5 because I have bills to pay. And it's just like, I'm basically a slave right now. I'm a slave to society. And I, you know, I would tell people what I'm doing and they'll be like, that's great. That's amazing. No, it's not. It's not great. It's not amazing because I don't have time to socialize. I don't have time to get my full 8 hours of sleep. I don't have time to do anything for myself. I'm just stressed out the whole time, which is most college students. They're so stressed out. And then once the semester ends, they want to party every day and they want to wake up at whatever time they want. And that's where I'm going to, this is going to lead my next, you know, my next segment to just like, there's another side to the coin. It's not just about what you want to do. It's not about getting out of the rat race. It's about your principles. It's about your purpose. It's about how you do it. It's not about just what you do. It's how you do it as well. So I'm like, okay, I'm waking up every day at like, what, 5 in the morning? Well, no. I'm waking up. Some days I wake up at 5. Some days I wake up at 7. Some at 10, 11. I'm like, yo, you know what? I just start waking up at 5 in the morning every day. And I decide to do that. And I'm like, why am I waking up at 5 every day? Okay, so I want to wake up to build discipline. Right? So if I want to build discipline every day, then I want to do that. You know, I want to wake, but why else am I doing it? Because I want to wake up earlier than everyone else. And I just want to get my day started before everyone and just create a routine that I'm going to follow every day. And that's going to build my discipline. I'm like, cool, let me start off doing that. And then I would just plan my day ahead of time. All right, if I work, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to go to work. And then after work, I'm gonna focus on this part of my business and that part of my business. And then I just started kind of just building the discipline. And then I just started realizing that, you know, you need to know, like, you need to plan your days ahead of time. You need to plan routines. You can't just, you know, some people would say that you live your life on autopilot. You do the same thing every day. I think many people are just escaping their reality. Right. So they know what they're supposed to be doing, but they rather watch the Netflix. They rather watch the basketball, the baseball game, other things, the video games and things that they know they should be doing otherwise. But they, instead of doing that, they're just basically escaping reality. So that's really why I mention it, because it's not about just what you do. It's about how you do things. You need to be disciplined. You need to know what you're going to do. If you don't know what you're going to do, if you don't know what you want to do, then, I mean, that's okay. But you need to work on, every day you need to work on the same things. Like you need to have a routine of what you want to do. You can't just you can't just wake up and not know what you're going to do. You need to plan your day ahead of time. And, you know, I would be depressed a lot because what I was actually doing was I was escaping my reality. Like, I didn't want to do the studying for the test that I didn't care about, you know, like I would just get depressed all the time because it's like, all right, I really want to be a doctor, but I didn't like the process because I didn't want to do it. So it's like, if I don't like the process, I'm not happy. I'm not going to do this. Now, right now I'm building my own business and I'm working on it every day. And I like the process because I like what I'm creating for myself, what I'm going to create, like it's going to help me. It's going to help mold my future. It's going to help, you know, the future of my kids and my kids' kids and things like that. So I love it. I love every minute of it. So that's what really, everything I'm explaining right now is really what helped me kind of just change the way I was living. Because a lot of us were just completely, you know, escaping reality or like, you know, we're just brainwashed. Like, you know, people need to think for themselves and think, is this really what I want to do? Or is this what I think I should do? And that's really what the problem, like, that's really where the problem lies. And so many people ask me, you know, why are you so self-motivated and things like that? It's not really just that I'm self-motivated. It's because I know what I want to do in life. I know where do I want to go in life. That's really what it is. And I have a routine that I follow every day. And it's not easy. It's really hard waking up at 5 in the morning every day. I wasn't consistent when I first started. But now it gets easier every time. A lot of people ask me for my work ethic. I feel like it comes natural. If you love what you're doing, then you're going to do it. You're going to do it every day. You just have to find what you love to do. Good books to start reading. I just suggest everyone read. Start with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, I will get into the other questions that I was asked later on in the podcast. I kind of just wanted to start with, you know, how did I get the mindset I have today? So I kind of just broke it down into what do I do and then how do I do it? I just want to thank you guys for listening. Again, the future podcast, I will have topics and things like that, but, you know, hopefully, you know, like, I kind of explained a little bit, like, who I am, like, what happened that kind of really changed. Like, maybe this will give you guys a different perspective. Now, the next topic that I'm going to do will be, you know, a specific topic, and I will just speak about that. Or, like, if you guys have any questions, things like that, I will speak about that. But, you know, thank you guys for listening. This was I'm obviously, like, not the best podcast speaker right now, and this probably, like, this episode probably could have, you know, did a little better, but I will get better as time goes. I want to thank you guys for listening. This is just number one, but I'm going to be, you know, always adding episodes, and I will be posting good content that's worth listening to. I just wanted to start with introducing myself and my mindset, and again, thank you guys for listening.